What's this one?
Yud Aleph Teves, Monday the 24th of December, Rabbi Yehoshua Hartman, Yosef, the first unassimilated Jew.
Okay, hi, good morning everybody. As we know, that initially, Reuven was supposed to get that his sons will be two Shvatim, because he's the Bchor. But it's a Pasuk in Dibra Yamim, and Dibra Yamim Aleph, Perikei Pasuk Aleph, that once Reuven made a sin, and Bilbil Yitzoy Aviv, his prayer was given over to Yosef, and Yosef's the one who got Ephraim and Manasseh. So if we look carefully, Yaakov Avinu, in this week's Parsha, is alluding to that, when he says in the beginning, in Bereshis Perek, Memches Pasukei, Ba'ata, Shnei Banecha, Anodim Lecha, Be'eretz Mitzrayim, Ad Boi Alecha Mitzrayim, Alihem, Ephraim and Manasseh, Keruven, B'Shimon Yuli. So your first two sons who were born are going to be Shvatim, Ephraim and Manasseh, like Reuven and Shimon. But Yaakov doesn't say only that. Yaakov adds, "Hanodim lecha be'eretz Mitzrayim ad bo'i elecha Mitzrayim." There's four words here, which means prior to my arrival to Mitzrayim. And Rashi points out, adding, says Rashi Kolaymar. Rashi in Chumash doesn't say so many times Kolaymar. Shenoldu misheperashta mimeni ad shabati etzecha, that they were born from the time that you separated from me till the time that I came to you. Clearly indicating that if Reuven and Shimon would have been, if Ephraim and Manasseh would have been born after Yaakov Avinu came down to Mitzrayim, they wouldn't have been Shvatim. They have to be born in a certain time frame, in the 22 years that we were separated from each other. But if they were born before or after, no, that won't work. Now before is not Shaykh, he was only 17 then, but after is Shaykh. He was already married, 39 years old, he's still a young man. So what's the pshat in this 22-year framework? Right? What does that mean? Why isn't just telling your first two sons will be Shvatim? Just like we're by Reuven and by Reuven. If he would have said his first two sons would have been Shvatim. But he's not saying that. He's saying your first two sons, they were born in the time that we were separated from each other. So what does that mean? Right? And secondly, if you're going to say that there is some kind of logic to it, why it has to be in the 22 years that they're separated from each other, then you still have a question. But Reuven, if he wouldn't have sinned, he would have gotten the two Shvatim without being separated. Reuven was home the whole time. So why, when the very same gift is transformed over to Yosef, new strings are attached? Zelofer. That's what they say in Hebrew. Zelofer. It's not fair. So question number one is, what's the meaning of the 22 years? And question number two, if there is some kind of meaning, how come it did not exist initially by Reuven? He was supposed to get the two Shvatim without any time limit. That's question number two. Question number three, which I would like to share with the Olam, is once it's taken away from Reuven because he did what he did, why is it given nafka to Yosef? So you could say it's taken from the Bchor of Leah to the Bchor of Rachel. But the din of Kephel has nothing to do with the mother. The din of Kephel has to do with the father. Kihu Reishi Zorina, that's what it says. It's not a din in Peter Rechem. So once it's taken away from Reuven, it should go to Shimon. He's next in the line. Why Yosef? It's, we're speaking about the din of Kephel, that you take, you get double. So that's question number three. Good. Okay, everybody say. Then it says in this week's Pasha, when Yaakov Avinu heard that Yosef took the oath to bury him in Eretz Yisrael, so what does it say? Vayishtach Yisrael Rosh Amita. Says Rashi, Al Sheita Mita Sar Shlema, V'lo Haya Bo Rasha, Shari Yosef Melechu, V'od Nishvo En Amagoyim, V'arei Roim Et B'Tzidkoi. What happened now after 17 years in Mitzrayim that Yaakov Avinu suddenly notices that Yosef is a tzaddik? He didn't see it till now. Elamai, he took upon himself the oath to take him to Eretz Yisrael. No? A father asks on his deathbed from a son to do something, 99 out of 100 people would have done it. Maybe 100 out of 100. So what did he see now that now he's bowing down and saying, ah, Yosef is a tzaddik? That's question number four. Okay, well, so we have 28 questions here. It's a lot, lot. Okay? Okay, good. Now regarding what Rashi is saying here, that the point that Yosef's oyma petzitko, Rashi says the same thing in the beginning of Sefer Shmos. Right? Rashi says over there also, in the beginning of Sefer Shmos, for Yosef, Vayah B'Mitzrayim, says Rashi, we don't know he's in Mitzrayim. Isn't he included in the 70? It's to let you inform what the tzidkus of Yosef. Who Yosef Aroy is son Aviv? He's Yosef that was the shepherd of his father. He's Yosef in Mitzrayim. And he's holding on to his tzidkus. So Rashi, the exact same words, Oymed B'tzidko, you told me already. In Pashas Vayichi. Vayishtak Yisrael Shemita. So the kasha still remains in Sefer Shmos. What's the pasuk come to tell you? Elamai, it's coming to tell you, Oymed B'tzidko, you told me that already also. In Pashas Vayichi. So what's the kfeilus of Oymed B'tzidko? But the emphasis, Rabbi Yosef, if you look carefully in the two Rashis, it's not fair that I'm telling you, but I have it in front of me. It's not exactly the same. It's true that they conclude with identical words. But they didn't start with identical words. The first Rashi, meaning our Pasha, says, how does he describe Yosef? Shari Yosef Melechu, he's a king. Vo'oid shenish v'lemen ha'goyim, he was captive amongst goyim. V'arei omid b'tzikoy. Rashi in Shmai says, Yosef royet soin aviv, he was a shepherd. Hu Yosef she'abim mitzvah manasa melech, and he became a king. V'arei omid b'tzikoy. So there's two differences between those two Rashis. Rashi Bayas does not mention anything about Roy Etzoyn, but does mention that he was captive of Magzuyim. Rashi and Shmoy is the other way around. Rashi Bayas starts off with he's a Malach, Shari Yosef Malachu, Modishbo Ben Agoyim, and Rashi and Shmoy starts, Boy Roy Etzoyn Aviv, and then he became a Malach. So what's the discrepancy here between the Rashis? Now, I don't know what the word discrepancy means, but I just know what to say it. I don't know exactly what it means. I guess it means difference, no? But it's, somebody has another special... Anyway, so if you look carefully, it's possible. There's two elements that cause a person to assimilate. If you look at assimilation, Nebuch, we have experience in it, there's two parts of it. And each Rashi is geared to another one, to a different element. One element that causes people to assimilate is when they're amongst goyim. A pasuk in Tehillim, vayisarvu b'goyim, vayilmedu b'maasem. You're mushpa from the atmosphere, you're mushpa from what's happening, and you become like them. There's another element that causes a person to change, is if he becomes choshuv. He's a CEO. He's rubbing shoulders with the President of the United States of America. So can he walk around with a couple?
Yes.
For sure it could, but it doesn't happen. It's in the sign. It's not Lashon Hara to say that I remember as a kid growing up in New York that Henry Kissinger's parents lived right next to my Bubby and Zadie Alem Shalom in Washington Heights in the same building. They were friends. And they said that before he became super duper chashuv, first of all, his wife was Jewish, and he used to call up every Shabbos, every Arab Shabbos, the sacred Shabbos, and some shaykhs. Once he became Secretary of State in the picture, Azavatakol, forgot him, because it got to him. So the two Rashis are coming to point out, l'chor, these two elements. Our Rashi is saying, he's amongst goyim. He's their king. He's not living in a ghetto. He's with them every day. He's above them. Nishvala ben agoyim. He's with goyim the whole time. The oymed b'tzidkoy. Rashi in Pasha Shmois, as Lahedya speaking about the status that he changed, that he went through. He started off as a shepherd. He ended up as a king. And he's still the same old Yosef. On the Rashi in Shmois, it's for sure that's what Rashi means. Because the source of that Rashi is this decree in Pasha Hazinu. And over there, there's a list of people. She'alu l'gdula v'lo... What it did get to them? It gives a list of Yosef, Yeshua, Moshe, etc. And it says Yosef. So quotes this pasuk in Shmos. So obviously those are the two elements of Rashi, right? How come in Vayichi it says this element and in Shmos it says that one? Then I'll leave the element to think about. And I think it will come out very clear as well. But still, the question still begs to be asked: why do you have to go into such details? The environment wasn't mashpi on him. The status didn't have influence on him. Just say he's Oymed B'tzidko and includes everything. The fact that you have to elaborate in two special psukim shows that there's something here that has to be understood. Why the need of elaborating? Okay, so that's question number 5. Okay, and one more question is, you know, it says what's the last pasuk in this week's parasha? Right. And what's the answer in the first pasuk in Shmos after reviewing again what happened again? Yosef is the only biblical figure that his death is reported in two sfarim. At the end of Bereishis, now he didn't die twice. Right, Bepashtus? He died once. And yet it's reported in the Torah twice, so that has to be explained. Why is it mentioned twice? So how many questions do we have today?
Six.
Can anybody chaza all six questions? I'll give him £5. Here, we have a £5 here. That's what I do with my teenagers. Mukhan, I came ready. See, guys. £5 to anybody who can repeat all six questions. That's the chokhmah. Okay, it's ready, guys. It's here on the table ready. So, Nachamah, boys, let's go over it again. Question number one is, what's the understanding of the 22 years? They have to be born in those 22 years. Question number two, and even if there is such an understanding, how come Reuben didn't have those 22 years? That was question number two. What was question number three? Again, Reuben, Yosef, that once is taken from Reuben, why is it given to Yosef? It should be given over to Shimon. So those are the first three questions about that. And then question number four is, what happened now that Yaakov Avinu is taken to the Shmokha that Yosef is a tzaddik? And question number five, the fact that Rashi mentions twice Oimet B'tzikoy, parallel to the two effects that may cause the person to assimilate, but why is there such a need to elaborate? Why can't you just say he's a good guy, he's a tzaddik vazel? And that was question number four.
Five,
good, I'm just testing. And then question number six, how come the death of Yosef is mentioned twice? The last in Bereishis, the beginning of Shmos. So as you know, something when you just hear the questions, you feel there's something super gishmak here. This is going to be, we're going to dig here, we'll find gold. You smelled already at the question stage. Emet Hashem. There's a famous Rashi in Pashas, when Yosef was born. When was he born in Pashas? Vayitzeh. So it says, Vayika shal yolda rachel es Yosef v'yom Yaakov v'lovan shalcheni v'alchan mekumi ul'arzi. Says Rashi, when Yosef was born, he wants to go back to Eretz Yisrael. Why is it related? Says Rashi, Mishenolat stono shel Esav. When the son of Esav is born, that's Yosef. Shenamar, Vaya beis Yaakov esh, ubeis Yosef lahava, ubeis Esav lakash, esh below lahava eino sholet l'merachok. A fire without a flame cannot go far. Once Yosef was born, Yaakov is confident to go back. Because the mashal here is that Yaakov is called Esh, and Yosef is called the Lahava. Rabbi said, that's the mashal. What's the nimshal? What's the parallel to that in the real life? That Yaakov's the fire, and Yosef's the flame. And a fire without a flame doesn't reach far. What does that mean? The mashal, we understand. By the way, how do you say in English, nimshal?
Analogy.
The mashal is parable. The what? The moral. It's not as a gishmak. Okay, good.
What was the
Manchester
anyway?
What? Manchester, fine.
It's not even
Manchester. Is it Manchester United or Manchester City? Or Manchester? Anyway, Rabbi Yisai, so call punim. What's the nimshal here? That Yaakov is a fire and Yosef is a lahava. And you see in the mashal that the fire without a lahava can't go far. Similarly, the two got together, and now it's a fire with a flame. What does that mean in simple English? So Rav Hutna Zatzal, in the Pachad Yitzchak Pesach, Mamal Memtet, says a Moreh Tekezach, to explain that last point, which is a fire without a... What does it mean, a fire and a flame? So each Av contributes to Am Yisrael his uniqueness. Each Av. And his uniqueness usually is manifested and expressed in what he was first at. Avram Avinu is first, his chesed, he's first, kipshutai. What was Yitzhak first about? Yitzhak was the first what? What? He was the first one who was circumcised when he was 8 days old. That's the first one, Nimo Lishmoina, which means he's batlos, that's the essence of the office of Yitzhak, which is called din, gvura, whatever it means. And what was Yaakov Avinu first about? All his children are tzaddikim. Right? That's what it says, Mitasa Shlema. Meaning, Avraham Avinu has two children, one's a tzaddik, one's a rasha. Yitzchak Avinu has two children, one's a tzaddik, one's a rasha. Yaakov has 12 children. If the ratio would have been kept, it should have been 6 and 6. They're all tzaddikim. What does that mean? It means if you have 4 wives, there's better chinuch at home. Well, what does it mean? Is it a coincidence? It happened by random? Of course not. These things are bedafka. So the Maharal says it a few times. That means, you know what it means that all children are tzaddikim? It means that the sifting process has been over. Whoever has been asked to leave, left. Yishmael took out which didn't belong. Esav took out which didn't belong. And now everything belongs. Now there's no more need to ask anyone to leave. Once you're born from Yaakov Avinu, that means you come from a source which there's nothing but Kedusha, Tahira, Tzidkas. That's what it means. And therefore, all his children are Rishayim, Tzadikim, Chasron. All his children are Tzadikim to bring out this point that there's no Psoilus, that's Lashon of Chazal, anymore amongst his children. Rabbutna says it in Yiddish, Avram de Erster Geborner, Yitzchak de Erster Geborner, Yaakov de Erster Fafalaner. What does it mean, the Fafalaner? That from now on, it's over. Hachutam Shula Shlobe Marianatek. Yisrael Shechota, Yisrael, it's complete. The, meaning, from now on, if you're born into Am Yisrael, you're Yid. And there's no way out. Right? It's all in the family. It's a Yid. You stay inside. What's the reason that Yaakov Avinu gave us this? Because that's part of our nitzchis of Am Yisrael. Yaakov Avinu is the one who has to guarantee that our nitzchis should, our eternity should happen, because he's the last Av. The others are giving Am Yisrael all what they need for their long journey. And our eternity, I'm sorry? Yaakov Avinu Lemes has to do with that for sure. Yaakov Avinu is the one that makes sure what's called Netzach Yisrael. I'll prove it to you. The Gemara in Kiddushin of Yilches Amudav calls Esav Yisrael Mumar. That's what it says. Daf Yilches Amudav, the top of the page. He's called, therefore he can't learn Dina Yerusha of a Goy from Esav. Because he's not 100% a Goy, he's called Yisrael Mumar. Today, Yisrael Mumar is 100% a Yid. Esav's called the Yisrael Mumar and he's called the Goy. Why? Because Esav didn't come from Yaakov. Esav is the brother of Yaakov, the twin brother of Yaakov, but he didn't come from Yaakov. Whoever comes from Yaakov onwards, we know for sure that he comes from a source which is holy, the famous Rambam in Hichos Gerushin, Koifin Oysah Shiyam Aroitzani, that deep, deep down everybody wants to do Ratzon Hashem. How do you know? Because if you come from Yaakov Avinu, there's no alternative but Ratzon Hashem. Yaakov Avinu, that's what he is. He's Kulei Kaddish. And therefore it's manifested by the fact that all his children are Tzaddikim. Right? However, here comes the Nakuda. So what's Yaakov Avinu's job? To guarantee our eternity. Could you imagine what would have been Am Yisrael today if we wouldn't have had the halacha of Yisrael Afa Pishachata Yisrael? There wouldn't have been a Baal Tshuva moment. If a Yid is Mechal Shabbos, Chas V'Shalom becomes a Goy. If that would be the halacha, how many Yidin would be left today? How many? There wouldn't have been Jaili, there wouldn't have been Esh, there wouldn't have been Seed. Am I forgetting anybody? What? There wouldn't have been Kesher, Akol, there wouldn't have been it. You're a Goy, you got to go through Geras. The basement would have been a million times more busy, and that's what happened. Part of guaranteeing our Nitzchias is this concept of Yisrael Afa Pishachata, Yisraelu, once you're born from Yaakov, you remain Jewish. On that, you don't have free will, whatever the reason should be. Once you're born from a Jewish mother, Fafalan. The Eshta Fafalan. It's over. But here comes a problem. True that once you're born Jewish, you're going to remain Jewish. But who said you're going to be born Jewish? There's a halacha, Habal nochris, vlada, kamoisa, getting married to Goya, the children are not Jewish. Hypothetically, chas v'shalom, if Am Yisrael, generation after generation, are going to get married to Goya, we won't survive. Who guarantees against assimilation? Who guarantees that we're going to survive that also? Not that there won't be assimilation, unfortunately we see how there is, but Am Yisrael will survive that as well. Who gives the nitzchis that once you're, meaning once you're born Jewish, I understand, but what will be the shpata de gedaris? The subsequent generations, who said they're going to happen? Yaakov Avinu didn't finish his job, so to speak. That has to be still, there's still a big loophole in Yaakov Avinu's avos. Here comes Yosef. And Yosef, that he did not assimilate when he was in Egypt, and especially the spitz the son was with Eshes Potiphar, that he avoided himself for having anything with the Isha Shasurali, and he ran out. That gave Am Yisrael the injection that we're, and the immunity we're going to survive assimilation as well. That came from Yosef. What happened when he had that in the son? Well, first of all, we can't follow asleep yet. Well, the morning just started. We can't follow asleep yet. 1 o'clock we fall asleep. Not to deny. I'm on my side. Okay, good. So let's conclude. What happened then when he saw, when Esther 45 happened? You remember what Rashi says? What stopped him? He saw his father. He saw Musniknoi. A psychologist will go to town on this one. It's guilt, the father image, ahin, aher. But according to what we're learning today, you know what it means? He saw that if he's going to be Omer and this is the sign, he'll complete what his father started. He'll finish. Right? He'll finish the Avohus of Yaakov Avinu. That's what it means, says Rav Hutner, that Yaakov Avinu is a fire and Yosef is a flame. Namely, Yaakov Avinu, once you're born Jewish, now you're going to remain Jewish. But what about Shpetel Tikadaris? Who says future generations are going to be born Jewish? Who says that? That's Yosef. Yosef takes the Koach of Yaakov to Shpetel Tikadaris, to later generations. Right? That's the mashal of Esh and Lahava. Esh and Lahava means here, but what about the future? Yosef guarantees the future. That is the Madrega of Yosef. Okay. And you know what Rashi said? Meaning, so it comes out that Yaakov, that Yosef, what is he? Is he a Shevet or is he an Av? He's a little bit of both. A little bit of both. You know how Rashi says this in one word in this week's parasha? Evan Yisrael. It says on Yosef. It says, Rashi, you know what Evan means? Av Ben. It's a Nutrikon. Av Ben. Av Ben means he's a father and he's a son. That is the Madrega of Yosef. Okay? Good. So let's start winding up. Remember what was question number 6? He's going backwards. It's a little bit hard. Why did he die twice? So the Ramban says in the beginning of Sefer Shmois, that Sefer Breishis is Sefer Ha'avos, and Sefer Shmois is Sefer Habonim. That the Avos died is mentioned in Sefer Breishis. That the Shvatim died is mentioned in Sefer Shmois. And that Yosef died is mentioned in both. Because he has a double role. He has two hats. He's a Shtikl Av, and he's a Shtikl Shevet. Therefore, his death is recorded in Sefer Breishis, the last pasuk, meaning Ad Lesham, the Midah of Avos comes, and it's recorded in the beginning of Sefer Shmois. That's the beginning of the Tkuf of the Bonim, which comes up very, very geshmak. So it comes up regarding finding assimilation, Yosef is our father. He's our Av. And Maisa Avos, Simon Lebonim. Therefore, the Torah has to elaborate, look how he fought assimilation. Just to let you know that he's a tzaddik, it's nice. But if it's not just to know that he's a tzaddik, but rather to follow his footsteps, you got to elaborate. You got to tell me how to do it. Therefore, the Torah spelled out, the environment didn't have ashpa on him, his status didn't have ashpa on him, nothing had ashpa. Why is it so neat? What's the need to elaborate? The need to elaborate is because he's an av, and we have to follow. Like, I can tell you what driving is. But if I have to teach you how to drive, I got to go into every fine detail. What's this? What's that? When you're teaching, you got to elaborate, that people will know how to do it. So that takes care of question number 5. What's the shot? Question number 4 was, what happened now that Yaakov Avinu is so happy with Yosef? Because Yaakov knew that that's Yosef's job. You know what's the first sign of assimilation, guys? Somebody's like, the first sign, what happens, without sounding too much too tzioni, when you start forgetting where you come from, when you think that this is your place, and Eretz Yisrael, yeah, but this is my home. When you start confusing and saying that Golus is home, that's how assimilation starts. When Yosef is willing to take the shvua and say, Abba, I'll bear you in Eretz Yisrael, namely, I know we belong there, even though I'm a king here and I have all the covenant in the world. I know that we're in Golus. And our real true home is there. Oh, I see he didn't assimilate. I see he's Oyma Betzidkoi, and therefore Yaakov Avinu now is so thrilled with Yosef. That answers question number 4. Here comes, now why Dafka Yosef is the one that Zoyche to Shvatim? To have Shvatim, you have to be Yaakov. Avraham Avinu doesn't have Shvatim. Yitzchak doesn't have Shvatim. And you know what? Shvatim don't have Shvatim. Who's the only one in the world that has Shvatim? It's someone who's Yaakov Dick. Let's say it in Yiddish, Yaakov Dick. So since Yosef is a partner in the Avos of Yaakov, he has a shtickle din of Yaakov, so he's allowed to have Shvatim. Therefore, it was taken from Reuven. We'll see how come Reuven initially was supposed to get it, and given over to Yosef. He's the next one in line who has something to do with Yaakov Dick. Right? We'll see about Reuven in a minute. So that takes care of question number 3. Now question number 2 was, we'll start out this, I'll change a little bit the order. So what's the understanding of these 22 years? According to what we're learning today, it's geschmack. It's super duper geschmack. I'll tell you why. When is Yosef Yaakovdik? When he's not assimilating. When did he have the test of assimilation? Up to the age of 17, he's in Eretz Yisrael with all his brothers. From the age of 39 onwards, his whole family joined him. So when did he single-handed fight assimilation? In those 22 years. Says Yaakov to Yosef, in those 22 years that you were me, your children will be shvatim. But before or after, then you go back to being a regular Shevet. The ain't Shevet, Molit Shevet. Another 2 minutes, we're finishing. The ain't Shevet, Molit Shevet. But in the 22 years that you were a stickle me, then your children will become Shvatim. Right? That's the understanding of these 22 years. Now, here comes the question, and what about Reuven? But Reuven never had to be away. Reuven doesn't have to lift a finger to be a partner in Yaakov Avinu's fatherhood. You know why? He's a partner by just being born. He's a Bchor. What's so special about a Bchor? He makes his father their father. Every Bchor, the Meshech Chochmah says, it's known, I'll just quote the Meshech Chochmah in Parshas Shmos, B'nei Bchor Yisrael, why is Am Yisrael called a Bchor? Sheben Bchor notel pishnami, how come a Bchor gets double? Anybody here a Bchor? Yeah, did you get double? Oh, yeah, we'll talk about it. He made his father enter a father. Before the Bchor was born, the father was a Bachar. After the Bchor is born, the father is a father. But other kids, when they're born, they're already born to a father.
Why doesn't the daughter get your make
into a father? Good kasha. That's another time, another share. But the thing is, it's only a Hemshek is only a son. Mimele Rabbi say, how come Am Yisrael is called Ni Bchor Yisrael? Because we're the ones that made a Kodesh Baruch Hu a God in the world. That's what Moshe Chachma says. Whatever a Bchor does to a father, we did to Am Yisrael. Well, Am Yisrael did to Kodesh Baruch Hu, so to speak. Shehem Mikilu Ashkechato V'Yichidu B'Teva. Right? Three more minutes. Nachon Rabbi say. So Mimele, Reuven doesn't have to lift a finger to become a partner of Yaakov Avinu's fatherhood. He's born. He's a Bchor. He'll get it. As a partner, he'll get it. Mimele, Reuven doesn't have any 22 years attached to his contract. But Yosef is a Bchor from the point of view of finding assimilation. The first unassimilated Jew. That's tied into 22 years. And Rabbi Yonasan David, Adam Godel in his own right, Rav Hutner's son-in-law, told me in English, when I asked him this question about Reuven and Yosef, he said, Reuven made Yaakov into a father. Yosef keeps Yaakov Avinu a father. And that defines a whole shear. Reuven made him a father by being born. But Nebuch a father could have a father because of he could lose his children. And Ruchnias and Gashmas, he could lose them. And then he's Oy's father. Here comes the Madriga of Yosef, and he doesn't allow that to happen. Rather, he's fighting off assimilation, and Yosef is the one who's keeping Yaakov Avinu father. But that's already done in those 22 years that he's fighting assimilation. So the very same gift of two shvatim that was initially given to Reuven without any timetable, once it's given over to Yosef, there's a timetable of 22 years, because he is a partner with his father's avahut, fatherhood, in those 22 years. Because of so what Am Yisrael needs today is, okay, any phones there? That's how I teach guys. No phones, nothing. Even if Obama calls up, he'll tell me when to share. That's right. Right? Nachon? Nobody says. So the point is that even Od Yosef Chai, right? That's what the Korach that Am Yisrael needs today. The Korach to remember, we have what it takes. We got it in us. If we want to fight it, we want to fight assimilation, we could. Here, Rabbi said, just Arba Amos from here. I mean, we live in Golders Green, Hendon over here, so Baruch Hashem looks like a Yiddish, Gishmaki Keila. Go a little 30, 40 miles from here. You know what's happening? You know what kind of assimilation? Yidden that don't know Alvis? Mamish. It's such a chub gomor. Just to know, and we can help. We should be Messiah to them? Well, there's nothing we could do? I promise you we could. We could bank on Yosef. And any Yid that's coming out to help and to makarb other Yidden, I promise you'll be Mitzliach. Why? Because we have someone that paved the way already many, many years ago and made a big, big bank account for anybody who wants to draw from that account to fight assimilation. The one who did that is Yosef. He's the one who fought it, and he's the one who gave it to us, and therefore he became a shtikal av, and therefore he has two shvatim, Ephraim and Menashe. Be'ezra Hashem, we should be zoichet for Atid in Yisrael has his tshuva. You know, if someone gives has Yush and Yidden, he doesn't believe in Mashiach. Because Mashiach will come only because Yisrael has a tshuva. The Rambam says, Atid in Yisrael has a tshuva. There's a haftacha that every Yid is going to come back. There's such a kind of haftacha. Even those who seem totally off. That is, in Yetz Hashem, a prerequisite for B.S. Mashiach Zidkenu, and we're going to be Zeicher Tfei Yosef. This is a little bit of a hint why there's Mashiach ben Dovi, Mashiach ben Yosef. We need the Koach of Yosef to bring Mashiach, and we should all be Zeicher to B.S. Mashiach Zidkenu, Ben Rabbi Amenu, Amen. Now, whoever